This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The mother of Elijah McClain is filled with emotions now that the final trial involving the death of her son has ended. CPR's Allison Sherry covered the case and often met with Shaneen McClain.
She left the courtroom saying, "We did it," in tears with supporters. She texted me late Friday that she's still processing the verdict. She's hoping to speak to reporters next week.
Two paramedics were convicted of criminally negligent homicide Friday. A police officer was convicted in a previous trial. The defense spending bill President Biden signed Friday includes funding for several projects in Pueblo and Colorado Springs. There's money for construction at the Air Force Academy and Buckley and Peterson Space Force bases. It also creates a study on the feasibility of a Space National Guard. And the legislation completes the shutdown of the Pueblo chemical plant. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado are down significantly. Here's CPR's John Daly.
211 patients with confirmed cases are in the hospital. Last week, it was 260. Other metrics are also trending downward, including the percentage of emergency department visits diagnosed with COVID and total cases. But the fast-spreading JN1 variant, responsible for a growing number of cases elsewhere, is now showing up in testing samples in Colorado, making up 6% of all cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Cold temperatures and flurries for Denver today. This is CPR News.